This is KPLU Online. Thanks very much for listening.
That's a wonderful tune, Night Has a Thousand Eyes. They should play that more often. Thanks for coming so we could play that tune.
Oh, thank you, Marin.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland. Her guest has been saxophonist Bud Shank. This program was recorded at Manhattan Beat Studios in New York City and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson. Recording engineer, Duke Marcos. Assisted by Mike Rucci. Mastering engineer, David Mitchell. Production coordinator, David Lyon. Executive producer, Elaine Freeman. If you wish to contact us, our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1101 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, celebrating 10 years of support for the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. Keep it tuned. The Art of Jazz with your host Ken Wiley is coming right up next.
I'm KPLU education reporter Gary Davis. I recently read about a young professor eager to do well in his new job. He asked his mentor how he could be a better teacher. The reply was, be a better student. This fall, I'm going back to school to get my graduate degree. I want to challenge myself and to stay curious. I want to share what I learn, what inspires me, and what inspires others. I hope it makes me a better reporter. Listen for my stories on 88.5 KPLU.
Support for KPLU comes from
Butch Blum, with a mission to create a greater appreciation of the art of fashion in Seattle for 35 years. To mark their anniversary, Butch Blum is hosting a party to benefit KPLU on September 17th. RSVPs are accepted at butchblum.com-events, located on Fifth Avenue in Seattle.
Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Ivy Anderson, to start the program today, vocalist, restaurant owner, for a decade or more with Duke Ellington's band, and I'm going to start late in her career, in 46 in Los Angeles for Black and White Records. Here's Ivy Anderson.
Back in your chairs, you unfortunate squares, while a lady tries to sell her wares. I've been around this unfortunate town, finally found one man who cares. 'Twas the first time we'd met, I simply can't forget. He was tall, he was dark, and he was handsome. Though I don't know his name or the place from where he came, he was tall, he was dark, and he was handsome. He had that brand of loving I adore. I never knew they made love like that before. He's a kind that makes you feel glad he's too good to be real. 'Cause he's tall and he's dark and he's handsome.
Ivy Anderson in Los Angeles, 1946 for Black and White Records, and her composition, Tall, Dark, and Handsome. And some real stars in that band behind her. Lucky Thompson, tenor saxophone soloist. And behind him, Irving Ashby, doing some fine work on the guitar. And nobody knows who the piano player is. My guess is that it's Wilbert Barranco, who had his own band down there at the time. Ivy Anderson. As I said, she was with Ellington for a long time. And there's a ton of stuff, wonderful stuff to go look for if you liked what you heard there. And I brought one thing from her work with Ellington, 1937, for Master Records. This is a 1937 composition by Harry Revel and lyric by Mac Gordon. Ivy's going to sing it for you, and you'll hear the baritone saxophone work of Harry Carney.
Thank you. the void and empty space when you are not in my embrace. Oh, there's a lull in my life the moment that you go away. There is no night, there is no day. The clock stops ticking, the world stops turning, everything stops but that flame in my heart that keeps burning, burning. Oh, oh, there's a lull in my life, no matter how I may pretend. I know that you alone can end the ache in my heart, the fall of my arm, the lull in my life.
One of the many masterpieces that Ivy did with Duke Ellington, that one. 1937, There's a Lull in My Life, Harry Revell, and lyric by Mack Gordon. For Master Records, Ivy's beautiful singing there. Harry Carney, baritone saxophone. Someone who would have been listening to her, obviously listening to her, and was influenced in the fact of going about the business of singing during one's lifetime was Elvis Gerald. And I thought I'd chase There's a Lull of My Life, and here's Ella and Oscar Peterson, 1975, There's a Lull in My Life.
Just a void and empty space when you are not in my embrace. Oh, there's a lull in my life the moment that you go away. There is no night, there is no day. The world stops turning, the clock stops ticking. Everything stops but that flame in my heart that keeps burning, burning. Ooh. There's a lull in my life. No matter how may pretend, I know that you alone can end the ache in my heart, the call of my arms, and the
Ella Fitzgerald, Oscar Peterson, and There's a Lull in My Life, written by Harry Revell and Matt Gordon. Performed there in L.A. 1975 for Pablo Records. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Coastal Kitchen, Capitol Hill's neighborhood fish house, serving worldly comforts for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and happy hour daily. Now exploring the food and percussive rhythms of Cuba. Kid-friendly and a full bar. Coastal Kitchen at seattle-eats.com.
All right, Harry James now. Harry James and his trumpet and his orchestra, his first band. As a matter of fact, for Brunswick Records in December of 1937. What James did was he drew from almost the entire Count Basie Orchestra, and that's something, with the exception of Jess Stacy, who's playing the piano instead of Count Basie. Harry James, of course, on trumpet, and Buck Clayton, Eddie Durham, trombone, Earl Warren, alto, Jack Washington, alto and baritone saxophone, Herschel Evans, tenor, Walter Page, bass, and Joe Jones on drums, and the vocalist is Helen Humes. Up first is When We're Alone, written by Will Jason Val Burton, subtitled Penthouse Serenade, and subsequently that became the title that everybody remembers. Harry James and his orchestra, first time with his own band, December 1937, When We're Alone.
the bend of your embrace. For dreams are just like wine, and I am drunk with mine. I'm aware my heart is a sad affair. There's much disillusion there, but I can dream.
James is trumpet and his very first orchestra, December 1937 for Brunswick Records. We heard When We're Alone, known as Penthouse Serenade. He soloed and Jess Stacy soloed on the piano, and Herschel Evans tenor saxophone and beautiful drumming by Joe Jones. I Can Dream, Can't I? Written by Sammy Fain, lyric by Irv Cahal, 1937. Herschel playing the melody to begin with, and Helen Humes singing for you, and then Harry on his trumpet. Jubilee, written 1937 by Hoagy Carmichael, and Stanley Adams did the lyric. Harry James and Helen Humes sharing the honors in that. And as I said, Harry picked up the band and used Count Basie's band without Count Basie. Really quite something. He was an easygoing guy. I have stories about him when Frank Sinatra approached him and said he had to leave the band and move on. Harry said, "That's great, man. Good luck." You know, no bother. Yeah, wonderful. In February 1939, Harry James showed how much he loved to play the blues, and he bought a Kansas City piano player by the name of Pete Johnson, and Johnny Williams bass, and Eddie Doherty on drums, and himself on trumpet, and they do this blues. It's called Boo Woo. James playing the blues on his trumpet and having a great time. Pete Johnson, piano, Johnny Williams, bass, Eddie Doherty on drums for Brunswick, February 1939. Let's take Pete Johnson out of that and put him 1939 in Dan Quayle's wonderful little label, Solo Art. Quayle put together a record company. Somebody's, you know, he's complaining about something. Why don't you have your own record company then? Okay, I will. And he did. Only piano players. Thank you. Solo Art. Pete Johnson, 1939, performing for you. Bus Robinson Blues.
Thank you.
Pete Johnson, 1939, for Solo Art Records, and Bus Robinson Blues, written by Johnson. Beautifully clear there. That's the kind of stuff going on in Kansas City. You know, Joe Turner was cleaning glasses and selling beer, and over on the piano was Pete Johnson, and they get together and sing once in a while. Must have been something. Some of those places didn't close. However, the itinerancy, that is the moving around of people and their music early on, was important. Now we sit at home and watch somebody in New York and Boston and all that. Radio really hadn't taken hold yet in 1928 when Ma Rainey was doing her thing, moving around from one show to another. And they'd put up a big tent outside your hometown and you can go out and hear them. For Paramount Records in Chicago, 1928, Gertrude Ma Rainey. Ma Rainey, 1928, and two that she co-wrote with composer and her pianist, Thomas A. Dorsey. Black Cat Hoot Owl Blues and Victim of the Blues, Paramount Records, 1928, Gertrude Ma Rainey. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pacific Lutheran University, presenting concerts, gallery exhibits, and theater performances throughout the fall. A season brochure and more information is available by calling 253-535-7150. PLU on the web at plu.edu.
Alto saxophonist Herb Geller in Los Angeles, 1954, for Emercy Records. He played the alto. His wife, Lorraine, played the piano. Curtis Count, string bass. Lawrence Marrable on the drums. You Stepped Out of a Dream, a 1940 composition by Nacio Herb Brown. And A Room with a View, written 1928 by Noel Coward. Earl Hines now, avant-garde artists of the 20s and bandleader in the 30s and 40s and 50s and all that. Immensely powerful and creative piano player. Rarely sang, so I brought a couple for you to hear. Earl Hines at the piano and voice.
Your eyes are blue, kisses too. I never knew what love could do. Can't believe that you love me. Yep, do. Telling everyone you know, I'm on the mightiest place to go. Can't believe you're in love with me. I have always placed you far above me. Just can't believe you really love me. And after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, I can't believe you're in love with me.
Thank you. that old owl, he says, keep on trying. I'm a little brown bird looking for a bluebird too.
The masterful Earl Hines, 1954 for Nocturne Records, his piano and his singing. Paul Binning, string bass, and Hank Milo playing drums. I Can't Believe That You're in Love with Me, written by Jimmy McHugh and lyric by Clarence Gaskill. The original title, I'm a Little Blackbird Looking for a Bluebird Too, 1924. Music by Arthur Johnson and George Meyer, and the words by Grant Clark and Roy Turk. Earl Hines. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. Freddie Redd now to play the piano. In 1955 for Prestige Records. Thank you. Freddie Redd, 1955 for Prestige. Ready Freddie, written by Redd, and The Things We Did Last Summer, written by Julie Stein. John Orr piano, John Orr bass, Ron Jefferson drums, and of course Redd on piano. Freddie Redd. One of the many contributors to this art form is the gospel and the church music. And when I was very young, I used to hear these records, and I wondered who was playing the horns. And then I found out years later it was the singers involved in voice sounds of instruments. Here's the Golden Gate Jubilee Quartet, recorded in Charlotte, North Carolina, 1937 by Victor Records Bluebird label.
My Lord, he blows, get on board, better get your ticket now, my Lord, he blows, gospel train is coming, you better get your business right, you better set your house in order, friends, you know the train gonna be heading there,
oh Lord,
don't you hear the whistle, hear the bells are tolling, don't you hear the engine exhaust and trim, you know the train gonna be heading there,
oh Lord,
now before she enters the pearly gates of heaven, can't you imagine that you can hear this train go? She blows the power, Lord, so low. You know the train gonna be heading. Then she blows when
Ooh. you to hear me, listen to me. Hear the word of the Lord. I want you to, baby, listen to me. You better seek some good religion and stop your lying and hypocrite before Gabriel blows his horn. Oh, brother, there's gonna be mourning. I tell you, there's gonna be breathing. There's gonna be weeping. There's gonna be groaning. There's gonna be shouting hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah in the morning. When Gabriel up in blows his horn, I'll be a yeah, blowing now, blow chilling.
There you have it, the singing and the instrument sounds of the voices. The Golden Gate Jubilee Quartet, Charlotte, North Carolina, 1937, recorded by Victor for their Bluebird label. Golden Gate Gospel Train and Gabriel Blows His Horn. And the influence on them, I'm sure, came from this next selection, the Mills Brothers. 1931, meaning John Jr., Herbert, Harry, and Donald, with their father, John Sr., playing the guitar. And when I first heard this band, this quartet, I just couldn't imagine. As I'm sure the Golden Gate Jubilee Quartet did. Here are the Mills Brothers, 1931, from Brunswick.
Thank you. now they don't. Baby, you somehow, hop, fancy horse,
boom, boom, boom,
silk and gown. You'd be out of place in your own hometown as you walk down the avenue. Knew the marshal won't believe it's you, you. Wearing a big bird of paradise. It don't seem why somehow, how you're nobody's sweetheart.
The Mills Brothers, 1931 for Brunswick Records. John Jr., Herbert, Harry, and Donald, with John Sr., the father, playing guitar. That group lasted as that is until, I think, 1935, when John Jr. died, unfortunately, at a young age. And the father came in, and then he passed away, and Herbert and Harry and Donald carried on for, I think, 35, 40 years after that, something like that. The Mills Brothers did Tiger Rag, Nick LaRocca's big hit, Nobody's Sweetheart, written by pianist Elmer Schobel, lyric by Gus Kahn, Brunswick Records, The Mills Brothers. This is 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Shoreline Community College, presenting on September 17th, Brain Rules for Business with Dr. John Median on his 12 rules for how our brains work and how they can help listeners survive and thrive in the business world, at home, and school. Tickets at brownpapertickets.com.
Now to Terry Gibbs. He played the vibes, and he had what he called his dream band. He put together in Los Angeles, 1959. And they played a job that was recorded at the Seville in Hollywood. And it's an all-star cast. He went about the business of getting great arrangers and players. We'll hear four. Stardust, Hoagy Carmichael, arranged by Bill Holman. Opus 1 by Cy Oliver, arranged by Marty Paich. You Go to My Head and Begin the Begin, both by Bill Holman.
Thank you.
two, three, oh. Thank you.
Terry Gibbs' Dream Band, his vibes also, recorded on the job at the Seville in Hollywood, 1959, by Contemporary Records. Stardust by Hoagy Carmichael, arranged by Bill Holman, featured Gibbs on vibes, Connie Cadoli trumpet. Opus 1 by Cy Oliver, arranged by Marty Paich, Joe Maney on alto saxophone, Gibbs on vibes, and two-fingered piano, and Bob Enov Olsen on valve trombone. You Go to My Head by J. Fred Coots, arrangement by Bill Holman, Gibbs vibes, Stu Williamson trumpet, Bill Holman tenor, and Mel Lewis throughout on the drums. Begin the Begin by Cole Porter, arranged by Bill Holman, Gibbs on vibes, Bob Enov Olsen on valve trombone. Now this is an ensemble, a big band, consisting of any number of great artists. Terry Gibbs vibes. These are the trumpets. Al Porcino, Ray Triscari, Connie Condoli, and Stu Williamson. Some solo, mostly just playing those high parts all the way through. Trombonists Bob Enov Olsen, Vern Friley, and Joe Cadena. On baritone sax, Jack Swartz, Bill Holman, and Med Flory. On tenor saxophones, Joe Maney and Charlie Kennedy. On altos, Pete Jolly on piano, Max Bennett on string bass, and Mel Lewis on the drums. Right there. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
KCTS 9, presenting National Parks, Northwest Stories, the history of Washington's national parks and the lives changed by them. Friday, September 18th and September 25th at 7:30 p.m. More information online at kcts9.org.
I had the blues so bad one time, it put my face in a permanent frown. Now I'm feeling so much better, I can cakewalk in the town. I woke up this morning feeling so good, you know I lay back down again. Throw your big leg over me, mama, I might not feel this good again. My baby, oh my baby, I love the way she walk. When the girl gets sleepy, I love the way she baby talk. Now worry done got scarce, honey, all and work it no got hard. I spend my whole day stealing chickens, mama, from the rich folks' yard. Feeling so much better, I can cakewalk in the town. I want to go on a picnic in the country, mama, all and stay all day. I don't care if I don't do nothing, just while my time away. I got the blues so bad one time, it put my face in a permanent frown. You know I'm feeling so much better, I can cakewalk in a town.
Come on,
could I live like today? Sweet home Chicago. You know, one and one is two. Baby, two and two is four. I'm going out tonight, I'll be back, baby, and I walk all through the front door singing, come on. Baby, do you wanna go? Oh, come on. Baby, do you wanna go? Back to that everlasting city, sweet home Chicago. Two and two is four. Four and two is six. I'll be back tomorrow night, baby, soon as I get my business fixed. And come on. Baby, do you wanna go? Oh, come on. Baby, do you wanna go? Back to that 11 lights today. Sweet home, Chicago. $40 in my pocket.
What you say?
I'm going to grab you by the hand.
Uh-huh.
We're going to sash it down to the depot agent.
Ooh,
get
no.
some tickets from that depot agent.
Yes.
Man, singing,
come on.
Baby, do you want to go? Sing, come on. Baby, do you want to go? Today, sweet home Chicago. When we ride up on that train, baby, we're gonna really make our time. We're gonna run around the city, baby, drinking champagne, whiskey, and wine, singing, come on. Baby, do you wanna go? Son, you know your little ham on a spoon. You better get yourself together and go up to Chicago and get your ham on, boy. Me and my baby son, come on. Baby, do you wanna go? Today, sweet home Chicago. Back to the airlines.
tonight. Sweet home Chicago. Back to that 11 lies tonight. Sweet home Chicago. Back to that 11 lies tonight.
Taj Mahal, playing his guitar and singing for you, 1972 for Columbia Records. A couple by him, Cakewalk Into Town and Sweet Home Chicago. The tuba player was Howard Johnson, and the singers behind him, the Pointer Sisters. Taj Mahal. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Hank Jones now, the great pianist, 1976 for Inner City. With him, Buster Williams on bass and Tony Williams on drums.
Thank you.
Hank Jones Trio. Jones on piano, Buster Williams bass, Tony Williams drums. Inner City Records, 1976. Glad to Be Unhappy by Richard Rodgers and G Baby Ain't I Good to You. Don Redman wrote that. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz. A community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Last week I played Albert Ammons and Mead Lux Lewis, two pianos, doing one of their compositions for Blue Note in 1939, and I was talking about the break, the change in the tapestry, the change in the rhythm, and how important it was because the dancers and listeners also, you get a break, you kind of get to breathe when everything's going, and then it stops and goes into something else. Well, this goes on all the time in the art, of course. But it's so noticeable in certain areas, and I got a call from Alberta in Boston, longtime listener. Alberta, if you're listening, I'm going to repeat it. She said, would you play that again? I knew those guys. Okay, well, here is Albert Ammons, Mead Lux Lewis, two piano players, 1939, doing twos and fews. And listen for the break. It's just going on, and all of a sudden they stop and change into a completely different pattern. Two pianos right there for you, playing the blues. Albert Ammons and Meat Lux Lewis, 1939, for Blue Note Records. They call it Twos and Fews, and that change from what is technically called polyphonic, meaning many lines going, and then they stop and go into the what's called stride, one note in the left hand and then a chord. And it gives the dancers and listeners a chance to say, wow, what's happening now? Well, Errol Garner did that, 1956 for Columbia Records, with Al Hall on bass and Spex Powell on drums, and of course Garner on piano, with Gershwin's The Man I Love. Excuse me. They start it at a slow tempo, then they play it at an up tempo. And in the up-tempo part, Garner stops his right hand completely from playing the piano and keeps the left going. And it's breathtaking. Errol Garner, The Man I Love. Garner at the piano in 1956 for Columbia Records, Al Hall on bass, and Spex Powell on drums, both those guys doing fine work. Difficult, I read, musicians who played with Garner, because he was so inventive he didn't know where he was going to go. And that's the excitement, the man I love. That slow tempo and then the up tempo and then dropping the right hand for a little bit. The man I love, Earl Garner, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
The Chinook Book, with local resources and over 300 coupons for Seattle's restaurants, entertainment, and more. The new 2010 edition of the Chinook Book is out now and can be found at all PCC Natural Markets, Whole Foods, or at ecometro.com.
Singing for you with Harry James, 1940 for Variety Records. Fools Rush In, written 1940 by Rube Bloom and lyric by Johnny Mercer. I play Hames because I think he's a fine singer, and what happens, and this happens often, is somebody else comes along and everybody says, oh, he's much better, which is not the case. What he is different. And so Hames suffered from the fact of Sinatra, and Sinatra wasn't putting that on Hames at all. It's just how the public is sometimes. Harry James, 1940, Dick Hames, and Fools Rush In. Robert in Miami probably knows more about Miles Davis than Miles Davis did. And he's always after me for this set from Prestige March 1954, meaning Miles, trumpet Horace Silver, on piano Percy Heath, on bass and Art Blakey on the drums. And for you and for Robert, here's Miles.
Thank you.
Miles Davis Quartet, 1954 for Prestige, Horace Silver piano, Percy Heath bass, Art Blakey on the drums. That Old Devil Moon, written by Burton Lane, 1947 for Finian's Rainbow. And then two by Miles, four, and two parts of Blue Haze, Miles Davis Quartet. Here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Gallery of Cosmetic Surgery, the office of Drs. Craig Jonoff and Alex Sobel, offering listeners an opportunity to learn about the latest in eyelash enhancement. Details including their menu of surgical, laser, and medical skin care services at cosmeticsurgeryforyou.com.
Now to chase the composition. This is interesting. It was written by Brooks Bowman, who in 1934 was a Princeton student and was involved in a musical called Stags at Bay. And near the first performance, people were screaming, we need another song. So Brooks wrote this.
We'll build a dream house
of the Sun, written by Brooks Bowman, 1934, performed by the George Shearing Quintet, 1949, and Lee Wiley, 1956, singing it for you, and a beautiful arrangement for her by Ralph Burns. Here's Eddie Condon. Eddie Condon and his guitar and his band, meaning Wild Bill Davis and cornet, Cutty Cutshall trombone, Ed Hall clarinet, Gene Shredder on piano, Condon guitar, Walter Page bass, Cliff Lehman on the drums. They played Beale Street Blues, W.C. Handy, a medley of Emmeline by Frank Perkins with solo by Cutty Cutshall on trombone, Don't Worry About Me by Rube Bloom with Ed Hall's clarinet, I Can't Give You Anything But Love by Jimmy McHugh with Wild Bill Davison's cornet, and Hoagy Carmichael's Riverboat Shuffle. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.
And thanks, Ken. Another great edition of The Art of Jazz. And I got All Blues coming up next, right after Stardate.
Stardate, September 13th. The moon follows the planet Mars across the sky in the wee hours of tomorrow morning. They rise around 2 or 3 o'clock, with Mars to the upper right of the moon.